Wednesday, the 30th of April, Rosh Chodesh, Iyar, Rabbi Alexander Gerber, from Pesach to Shavuos.
Okay. There are a couple of shailas to do with Sfiris Oimeh. Interesting, the Kudus. Just like to discuss two or three shailas of Sfiris Oimeh. Add a little bit at the end, a little bit of drush to do with the period of time that we're in. The Rishonim asks, Sfiris Oimeh is a mitzvah, we know, mitzvah taseh. Nowadays it's the Rais, it's Rabbonu, we'll get to it in Machloikas. Ba'al Koponim, there is a big shaila in the Rishonim whether Sfiris Oimeh is a mitzvah taseh shazman groma or not. So first I understand what's a mitzvah taseh shazman groma. For instance, matzah, even though noshim ha-mechuyiv. But b'yisoid ha-dovah, matzah is a mitzvah taseh shazman groma. Why? Because it's a mitzvah with a zman. That means any mitzvah which has a zman to it, it's defined by a time. Sukkah, sitting in a sukkah on sukkahs, eating matzah on Pesach, that's what we call a mitzvah taseh shazman groma. So l'chayre, if I would ask a child, Sfiris Oimeh, is it a mitzvah taseh shazman groma or not? The answer obviously is avada. Sfiris Oimeh is a mitzvah taseh shazman groma. Ein lecha mitzvah taseh shazman groma, yesh l'gadol mizeh. It's a mitzvah which the time of the mitzvah is between Pesach and Shavuos. So if the time of the mitzvah between Pesach and Shavuos, it can't be any other time of the year. Avada is going to be a mitzvah taseh shazman groma. The Ramban, in Kiddushin Daf Lamed Daled, when he lists the mitzvahs which are called a mitzvah taseh shazman groma, he lists a whole bunch of mitzvahs, he says kagoin, and one of the mitzvahs that he says is called a mitzvah taseh shein hazman groma is Sfiris Oimeh. Peleploid. That's the Ramban. The Ramban holds that Sfiris Oimeh is a mitzvah taseh shein hazman groma. Ala achronim fragment. Meichatesa. We could say that Sfiris Oimeh is a mitzvah taseh shein hazman groma. The Ramban, in the other Chazoka, Ramban holds, like we misvara, that the din of Sfiris Oimeh is a mitzvah taseh shazman groma, which is the Pashtus. So on this Ramban, there are two questions. The Aleph question is, Poshut. Meichatesh to say it's a mitzvah taseh shein hazman groma, lechor it's only between Pesach and Shavuos, it has hazman to it. That's the obvious question. Cheskel Abramsky asks, noch a kasha. We all know the mitzvah Sfiris Oimeh is only really by night. It's not by day. So if it's only by night and not by day, whatever you're going to say, mitzvah the svara, why it's between Pesach and Shavuos, but I've got another problem. The mitzvah says Sfiris Oimeh is only going to be by night, not by day. That's another reason why it should be called a mitzvah sage hazman groma. Where do I see a mitzvah which only has a certain time during the day? It's called a mitzvah sage hazman groma. Tosis in Kiddushin, when he speaks about Milo, so he says, according to Ma'adam Holtz, Milo is only by Yoim. Milo is going to be a mitzvah sage hazman groma. So I see from the Rishonim that a mitzvah which is defined by a time, not only within the scope of the year, but is defined by a time during the day, that also gets it in of mitzvah say shazman grom. So these are the two kashas that we have to deal with. Now, the Divrei Yecheskel says a svar, which lemaisa I found later in the Maram Chalava in Psochim. The Divrei Yecheskel says a svar like this. What does it mean? What's the essence when we speak about mitzvah say shazman grom? What's the words? What's the translation of the words mitzvah say shazman grom? Divrei Yecheskel says mitzvah say shazman grom means the zman is goyim the mitzvah. That's the translation of the words. The zman is goyim the mitzvah. This is Divrei Yecheskel. Says, so let's understand Sfiris Oimeh. Sfiris Oimeh, what's goyim the mitzvah? The zman, I start Pesach, second day Pesach, I start counting, second day Pesach, I start counting Sfiris Oimeh. All the havar Oimeh is goyim the mitzvah. Now, if something else is going to be goyim the mitzvah, then it might be that I don't call this mitzvah mitzvah seish as man groma. Says the Divrei Yecheskel, Luyatsuya, I will bring Oimeh after Sukkos. Let's say, those are then you bring Oimeh after Sukkos. Then I would count Sfiris Oimeh from after Sukkos. It happens to be, everything worked out, the Rebbeinu Shlomo made everything mistadeh, that Lemaisa, the Oimeh is brought after second day Pesach, and therefore I start counting the Sfira, noch the Oimeh, towards Shavuos. Memela, that's how it turns out, the Sfiris Oimeh happens to be between Pesach and Shavuos. But it's not because the Zman of second day Pesach is going in the midst of Sfiris Oimeh. The Pshat is the Havos Oimeh is goyim the din of Sfiris Oimeh. Says the Divrei Yecheskel, when the dova ha goyim the mitzvah, is not the zman, but dova acha is goyim the mitzvah, that's the yesoid of the Divrei Yecheskel, which like I told you, the Maram Chalava says, then that's not going to be called a mitzvah sage as man grom. So we have the answer to one question. We can understand maybe why mitzad the svara of the zman between Pesach and Shavuos, the maisa we can say Sfiris Oimeh is not called the mitzvah sage as man grom. But we still have another problem. Vecheskel Abramsky's kasha. What's going to be lechoyer? Sfiris only by night, not by day. So on this, Vecheskel Abramsky says a yesoid in Kiddushin. Beautiful yesoid. says, again, it's also to do with the understanding of mitzvah aseh zman groma. When we say mitzvah aseh zman groma, pshanim mitzvah aseh zman groma is that the zman, again, is goyim the mitzvah. What happens if the mitzvah is goyim the zman? Faket. The mitzvah in it inherently tells me which zman to do the mitzvah. Says Rabbi Cheskel, avada, then it's not going to be called the mitzvah aseh zman groma. Now, why do we count Sfiris Oimer by night? Why don't we count during the day? There it is, because I'm counting the day. Now, to count a day, I've got to count the day coming. When I say Hayoim Echol Oim, so I'm saying, ahead of me is the first day of the Oimer. If I count it in the middle of the day, I haven't really counted it, because I've got stuck in the middle. So what's goyim me to count the Sfira by night is because I want to count the coming day. So what's goyim that I've got to count it by night? What's goyim that I've got to count it by night is not the fact that it has a zman to it. But the etzem mitzvah of Sfiris Oimer tells me you have to count this mitzvah by night and not by day. So Mela, we can't call that a mitzvah seish zman groma. Because mitzvah seish zman groma tells me that be'etzem, the mitzvah could be done anytime. Night, day, winter, summer. Here, the mitzvah itself tells me, A, it has to be counted by night. That's mitzvah the second kasha. And mitzvah the first kasha. The mitzvah is not toil on the zman. It's toil on the sphere. Mainly therefore, we've got two reasons why it shouldn't be called a mitzvah seh shezman grom. Now, l'choira, these reasons are beautiful reasons. So if that's the reason, so what's going to be with the Rambam? Rambam holds l'choira, the sphere seh is a mitzvah seh shezman grom. I've just told you two beautiful reasons why it's a mitzvah seh shezman grom. So l'choira, we have to say that the Rambam either is choira kon this svara, that something which is toil on something else is not called a mitzvah seh shezman grom. Or we could say something which fits in much nicer. Rav Pesach Frank, in Mikroi Kodesh, says as follows. There's a machlokes, the Rambam, and the Ramban, where the Sfiris Oimer today is the Raisa Drabon. Nowadays, Bisman Hazeh, it's a Mitzvah Raisa or Mitzvah Drabon. Now, what's it going to be toil on whether it's a Mitzvah Raisa or Mitzvah Drabon? The Achroinim say, it depends whether the Havos Oimer, whether you bring the Oimer today, if that's toil, if the Sfiris is toil on the Oimer or not. If it's toil on the Oimer, then if I don't bring the Oimer, I haven't got Oimer, so it can't be the Raisa. It can only be Drabon. Mashenkin, if I see the sphere today is the Raisa, then it must be the L'choir is not toil on the Oimer. That means it's independent of the Oimer. If it's independent of the Oimer, then the Maisa is going to be a din sphere mid the Raisa. Says Rashi Pesach Frank, a beautiful word. So Rashi Pesach, if I hold that nowadays it's the Raisa, it must be it's not toil on the Oimer. If it's not toil on the Oimer, then L'choir it's going to be Zman Groma, because it has a Zman to it. Mashenkin, if it's toil on the Oimer, and I see that nowadays it's the Rabbanon, then it must be L'choir that it's toil on the Oimer. If it's toil on the Oimer, then it's not called Zman Groma. Says Rashi Pesach, the Rambam holds that nowadays Sfiris Oimer is the Raisa. So if I see holds that nowadays it's the Raisa, then I see it must be it's not toil on the Oimer. If it's not toil on the Oimer, it's Mitzvah Seish Zman Groma. Mashenken, the Ramban Taka holds the Sfiris Oimer nowadays is the Rabbana. If it's the Rabbana, then Eino Chanami, it's Taka, not it's toil on the Oimer. That's why nowadays it's the Rabbana. But Eino Chanami also it's going to be a Mitzvah Seish Sheinah Zman Groma. That's as Pesach of Frank's fault. That's l'choir one chenek. That's one shaila. Klap of the din on mitzvah seish zman groma. The Arishonim at the end of Psochim, Shonim ask an interesting question. Nowadays in Chuslaritz, we keep 2 days Yontif. 2 days Pesach, first days, 2 days Pesach, second days, Sukkos, Shavuos. What's the reason why we keep 2 days? Even though nowadays we know the chenek. There it is, because of Sveik Adyema. Sveik Adyema means we aren't really sure which day, in Eretz Yisrael, when they were Kaveh the Chodesh, they weren't really sure which day was Yontif. Till the Shluchim got to Chutz La'aretz. Mela, L'choira, we come along and we keep 2 days. That's L'choira the book. So Rishonim asks Akasha, if there's a din of Sveik HaDiyoma, Pesach, Shavuot, Sukkos, L'choira, there should be a din of Sveik HaDiyoma, who are din by Sfiris Oimer. That means L'choira, Shluchim didn't arrive yet, let's say, in Chutz La'aretz. I'm not sure which day it was. So Shatana, I should come along and count 2 days, Machmas the Sofik. That's the Shaila of the Baal HaMoed. This is the Baal HaMoed's Kasha. Baal HaMoed says, why don't we count 2 days? Sorry? Well, we'll get to that in a minute. Right? L'choir, it's not called counting. Al Kaponim, we'll get to that far in a minute. Al Kaponim, this is the Rishonim's Kasha. I'm just going to have to sit down. Yeah? Al Kaponim, that's the Rishonim's Kasha. That means that when I come, let's say, the first day of Sfiris Oimer. Well, let's say the second day. So I'm not sure if today it's going to be the first day or the second day. So if I'm not sure if today is the first day or the second day, Machmas the Sofik, I should say, if today is the first day, then I'm counting day one. If today is the second day, then I should count day two. That should be the Shaila. That's the Shaila of the Rishonim. So someone mentioned over here a Svara. The Rishonim answered the L'choir is going to come out when I get to Shavuos. So I'm going to start counting 2 days there as well. And it's going to interfere with Shavuos. That's going to be a zilzal in Shavuos. We don't do that. Machmas, you can't over, no, because Ein Chanan, I'm going to keep 2 days Shavuos. But the first day of Shavuos, I'm going to be counting my last night of the Sfiris Oimer. So because it's going to be counting the last night of Sfiris Oimer, it will be mezalzel in Kedusha Shavuos. That's the Bala Moris thought. Oh, Asal mentioned over here, the Lechoy, we don't count 2 days. That means, what he's referring to is like this. If let's say a person during Sfiris Oimer, he taka forgets which day it is. So the din is, if he forgets which day it is, so he comes along and he counts, Lechoyah, he's not sure what he's going to count. So can he come along and count and say, listen, I don't remember if yesterday was day 10. So if I don't remember if today was day 10, so can I say, well, if yesterday was day 10, then today is day 11. And if today, yesterday was day 11, then I should count today is day 12. So, the Mishnah Berurah says, you can't count misofik. Person can't come along and count misofik. Now the shaila is, what's the havana why a person can't count misofik? So Rav Shimon Shkop in Shari Yosha brings a makor for this one. It says there's a Gemara Bo Metzia on Davon Mabes. The Gemara Bo Metzia, Davon Mabes, and the Sugya Tok Vakoin, very complicated Sugya. But the Gemara there has got a Shaila, Legaba Maisa Behema. What's the Shaila Legaba Maisa Behema? Maisa Behema is that every 10th Behema, I have to come along and reserve for Maisa Behema. So the Gemara there has got a Brisa. The Mishnah says, Kofatz Echo Min Amenui. One of them jumped out and fell into the other one. It fell into the other night. So now, when they come out, every single one, I've got a sofik, whether it's been counted already, and therefore it's not one of the menuim, or whether it hasn't been counted already, and I come along and count it. That's the shaila of the Gemara. Tosfos asks Akasha over there, why don't I say and come along and say, bitul b'roif? I just say the one which jumped out is bottled in the other night. Says the Tosfos Rosh, asiri vadai v'loi asiri sofik. Without an explanation. Because of asiri vadai v'loi asiri sofik, therefore, I can't say bitul b'roif. Says Reb Shimon, Tvavrom, what's the svara of asiri vadai v'loi asiri sofik? Says Reb Shimon, the svara is, when I count, counting is something in the mind. Person counts, he has to understand, he knows what he's counting. If he has to understand and he knows what he's counting, kol zaman it's not vadai, I can't say I counted it. Shtikala shvera svara to understand, that's the svara of the achronim. And mela, when I count, I'll piroi. So maybe it's taka the 10th one. Maybe it's not the 10th one, I was bitul b'roif, it's not 100%. Maybe it is, maybe it isn't. So the Torah is telling me by a siri vada v'lo a siri sofik, if I don't know 100%, this is the 10th one, then if I'm not boro, what I'm counting, that I know what I'm counting, then I can't come along and say, and make a sphere. Because sphere requires what we call a yediyah brura. Person has to know the number that he's counting. Says Reb Shimon, where do I see a simile yosoid? By sphere sa'imah. Where do I see by Sfiris Oimer Siri Yosoid? Says Reb Shimon, he brings the Mishnah Berurah. The Halacha, Akopon, Mishnah Berurah, he brings the Halacha. If a person has a Sofik, which day it is, he can't come along and he can't count and say, listen, if yesterday was day 10, then today I'm counting 11. If yesterday was day 11, I'm counting 12. Why not? He says, because when a person needs to count, he needs to know what he's counting. And if he doesn't know what he's counting, then he can't come along and make this count. That's Reb Shimon's Yosoid, Tvav Avram. Brought down la halacha, taka, a person has a sofik can't count. Lechoyra comes out from this, an unbelievable zach. So what was going to be in Chutz Loretz? Person was in Chutz Loretz, and the shluchim hadn't come from Eretz Yisrael. Itaka wasn't able to count, because Lechoyra had a sveik of the yoyim. Lemaisa, they didn't know which day was in Eretz Yisrael. If they didn't know which day was in Eretz Yisrael, they won't ever be able to count. Lechoyra, that's what comes out. The pele is, heard from one of the Roshivas in Eretz Yisrael, that Lechoyra, stay in Balamoy nishtazai. The Balamoy says, that lechoyer, the reason why we don't count 2 days, machmas sveikud de yoima, is because the mice is going to interfere with Shavuos. What do I see from the Balamoy's kasha? That in essence, be'etzem, a person will be able to count machmas sveikud de yoima. He wasn't bothered by the acts and fact that a person should count machmas sveikud de yoima. What he was bothered by was the fact that lechoyer, a person should do it. But the etzem is sorry to come along and count machmas sveikud de yoima, that shouldn't be lechoyer a problem. So what do I see from the Balamoy? I see from the Balamoy, Lechoyer, neged the Svor of the Achroinim. Now the Maisa, the Svor of the Achroinim is brought down to Halacha. If a person has a Sofik which day to count, he's not allowed to count. So how does that fit in Lechoyer with the Balamoy? Oh, so I was thinking of a Svorah connecting to what we said beforehand. Maybe. Ken Zayim, Mekamachan Achilik. One could say Achilik. What did we say beforehand? We said that Lechoyer, Sfiris Oimer, we got a Machloikas Vashoinim. Whether Sfiris Oimer is Toilon Havos Oimer, or whether it's a Mitzvah Bifnei Atmoy. Now if it's a Mitzvah Bifnei Atmoy, the din is to count the days in between Pesach and Shavuos, then I can understand. Then Lechoyer, I can come along and say, Lechoyer, you want to count the days between Pesach and Shavuos, you've got a sofik, it's mamash a sveikud yoima. But if the mitzvah is Sfiris HaOmer, It's toilah on havos ha'oimah. It's toilah on the bringing of the oimah. So when I have a sveika d'oimah, what's my sveika d'oimah? My sveika d'oimah is my sofik and counting, or my sofik is when they brought the oimah. If my sofik is when they brought the oimah, so I'm not really counting the day. I'm counting when was the day they brought the oimah. Did they bring the oimah yesterday, or bring the oimah the day before? Kenzai, we could say, when do I say that a sofik svira, you can't make a sofik svira, you can't count, that's only I got a sofik in my actual counting itself. I'm counting for the shame of counting the day, I don't know which day it is, you can't come along and count. Masha'inkin, if my sofik is, I want to know when they brought the oimah, how long ago did they bring the oimah, how many days is it since they brought the oimah, kenzai, something which is toilah b'dova acher, that's not going to be come along and called a sofik svira. Yitochin loima, the balamoy will hold the sphere's oimah to make the cheshbon. That sphere's oimah is toilah on the oimah. And if sphere's oimah is toilah on the oimah, then we'll come along and say, that's why he asked this kasha, l'choira, that sveika d'oimah, we still be able to count 2 days. The only chiddush is that we'll come out from that. But according to those who show him who hold it's not toilah on the oimah, the Rambam who holds that nowadays is the raisa, it's going to have to come out l'choira, the sophic sphere in chuslois, I never count the sphere's oimah, which is the grosser chiddush. Yeah, those are the two parts I wanted to speak about. I'm going to say one short vot. I saw the Gemara at the end of Sukkah. The Gemara says, there's going to be a mispeid or bechi. It's mispeid or bechi. So the Gemara brings two shittas. One shitta l'choir is, it's going to be on the mechoma of Moshiach ben Yosef, that he's going to be killed on the mechoma of Goyg and Bogoy. There's going to be a mispeid or bechi when he gets killed. The Gemara says, no chaloshen. The Gemara says, La'osid lovoi, Kodesh Baruch is going to take the Yetzahara. And he's going to shech the Yetzahar. Says the Gemara, what's the mispeid or bechi? So the Gemara says in Sukkah, halalu boichin, v'halalu boichin. The tzaddikim are going to cry, and the rishoyim are going to cry. Says the Gemara, why are the tzaddikim going to cry? Tzaddikim are going to cry because they see this Yetzahar is a huge mountain. And they see, echayalonu hakochot, where do we have the strength to override it? The rishoyim are going to cry, because to them, the Yetzahar is going to appear as a little mountain, a molehill. Maybe they could have realized, we could have come along and we could have conquered it easily. What's the pshat? So I saw two kashas over here. Kasha number one, the Masha asks a kasha. Masha asks, that the Rishayim are crying, we can understand. Oh, but the Tzaddikim are crying. They should be besimcha gedoyla. Why are they crying? Posh the kasha. That's kasha number one. The other kasha I saw, b'shem the Alta Slobodka. L'choira, HaKadosh Baruch Hu's emes, kulo emes. There's no games upstairs in Shemayim. So how can it be that the Tzorosha, the mountain, the Yetzor is like a molehill. And to the Tzaddikim, it's like a mountain. It's oizeh, oizeh. It can't be both. Because Baruch Hu's emes. It's not going to be, it's not a game over here. What's the pshat? So Mashal says, why are the Tzaddikim crying? Tzaddikim are crying, because how did they become Tzaddikim? They became Tzaddikim because they fought the Yetzor. If they fought the Yetzor, that mulchomo, every time the person fights the Yetzor, that gives him the koyach to override the Yetzor, that builds him vital, that makes you stronger. That's what makes a person steig in his middus, steig in his sitkus. So the tzaddikim are crying, we can't anymore be zeicha to reach any higher madrega. If we can't be zeicha to reach any higher madrega, that's the reason for us to cry. So the mashal, that's the pshat in the Gemara. When the Gemara said, tzaddikim halalu boichim, we're crying not because we never realized we should have the koyach to be able to override it. We're crying because we no longer have the chance to steig in our tzidkus, to steig in our Yerushalayim. Zog the Alta, with respect to the second kasha, a beautiful vot. Tzadik, the Alta Savotka says, what's the nafkamina between a tzadik and a rasha? What's the nafkamina? The nafkamina is, let's say a person has a beautiful piece of something treif in front of him. Mamish smells, gvaldik, geschmack. So he has a tremendous fantasy, he has a tremendous rotzen to come along and eat it. What's the difference between the tzaddik and the rosh? He says the tzaddik, he still holds the fantasy over there. He doesn't give in to his taiva. The fantasy is there. He never actually goes along and is over the avera to give in to his fantasies. Mashing in the rosh, he hasn't got any control over himself. The rosh goes ahead and he gives in to his fantasies. What's the difference between the tzaddik and the rosh? The tzaddik is a person who has total self-control over his taivas. He doesn't give in to whatever he has to do. A rosha, he just does whatever he wants, he gives in. The rosha, when he gives in to his taivas, why is he going with taiva la taiva? Because once he gives in to his first taiva, he sees it wasn't so geschmack. So he goes on to the next one, and he keeps on running to look after, to satisfy his taivas. Says the Alta Slobodka, so the rosha, a taiva, is a molehill. Because every single time he gives in, he realizes it was shtiyot. He moves on to the next one. The tzaddik, by him, a taiva is a mountain. Because by him, the fantasy still lives. The fantasy is still there. He's never giving in to his fantasies. As the altar, that's the pshat in the Gemara. So the tzaddik, the yitzhar is like a mountain. Why is it like a mountain? Because the maisa, he's never given in. His whole life, he's fought against these taivas. To the rasha, it's like a molin. Because he's always busy giving in to his taivas, he always gives in. I saw Rav Chaim Friedlander brings, about Pesach Shavuos, the yontif of Pesach, what is the yontif of Pesach? So the Meforshim Ramchal already says that each of the Yom Tovim are connected to the Ovis. Different Ovis. Then Pesach is connected, is the Chori connected of Avraham Avinu. What's the big Zach of Avraham Avinu? What's Pesach and the connection of Avraham Avinu? So Meforshim say Avraham Avinu was the Yisoid of Emunah. He went against the whole world. I heard once B'Shem, one of the Heintiger Bali Musa. What was the godless of Avraham Avinu? The Chori Noach was around then, yeah? The Chori Shem. They also were being over HaKadosh Baruch Hu. What was the grace of Gedulah of Avraham Avinu? Why? Af HaMoin Goyim. Terah says Avraham was born into Mishpachas Terach. Mishpachas Terach was Oyde Avodah Zarah, steeped in Avodah Zarah. Avraham grew up in that. Avraham went and he made a tremendous turnabout in the Doirei Doiris. He made a tremendous turnaround in the whole world. He fought against the common ideals of the whole world, and he stood up and he said, "The lechoyer there's a rebbein yisroel." I talk in lahad lelef avdolos. Imagine, let's say, from the Queen of England, someone would get up in the family and say, "We all made a mistake, and the rebbein yisroelim is the emes, and there's only one rebbein yisroelim." V'chulu v'chulu v'chulu. Be a tremendous rash. You got a yid sitting in a vinkel. He's like, "Hakadosh Baruch Hu doesn't nishkan hazay grace a rash." But if you have one person, he goes against the trend. That makes a tremendous rash. Avraham Avinu was the yisoid of emunah. Yisoid of emunah. That's Pesach. Why is Pesach Yisoid of Emunah? Klal Yisrael, Vayiminu B'Hashem Moshe Avdei. They came out of Mitzrayim. They went into the Midbar. Lechtech Achrei B'Midbar. This is given a gvaldige madrega of Emunah. Every Yontif has its koyach to give to a person to schlep out of that Yontif the koyches for the rest of the year. So the avoida of Pesach is to take out the Emunah to grow that Emunah. So connected point, I saw an unbelievable Yisoid from the Ramchal. Ramchal says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu went round the Shivim Umois, and he chose the Shivim Umois. And he chose from the Shivim Umois, he chose Avraham Avinu. He chose Am Yisrael. They were going to be the Am HaNivcha. Says the Ramchal, unbelievable Zach. He said, at the time of the Umois, of the Nivchoris, when he was choosing which Am is going to be the Am HaNivcha, every single nation, the representative of that nation, knew what was at stake. What does it mean they knew what was at stake? They saw the 5,000 years ahead, whatever it was going to be. They saw the Taivas Olam Hazeh, the enjoyment they could have in Olam Hazeh on the one hand. And they also saw the schar of Olam Haba that would be in the end. What happened? Says the Ramchal, the Goyim, they decided, we're not interested in what's going to be Olam Emes. We want to enjoy ourselves now. We want to have a good time. We want to partake in Olam Hazeh. We'll give up what's going to be later. Avraham Avinu was the only one. He stood and he said, it's going to be Kedai. I'm willing to go through all the golos, all the shibudim, all the tzar that's going to go through the years of the world till Sheish Alofim, today that we should be zoicha to be mefas in the name of the Rebbeinu Shalom in the world, and b'soif when we're going to come b'soif Sheish Alofim, we're going to be the Am HaNivcha. That's the Ramchal's Yisoid, which is an unbelievable Yisoid. Ramchal saying that it's not just pshat. Avraham Avinu stood up. It was much more than that. The other nations as well, they also had that choice. They also saw that as sharut to become the Am HaNivcha, and the only one who stood up and chose, that was Avraham Avinu. So besides what we said beforehand, Avraham Avinu went against the trend, the choy was much more than that. Avraham Avinu, they were faced with a choice. And Avraham Avinu, he stood up, and he chose, because he felt that was the right thing to do. He had the emunah, and betochen HaKadosh Baruch Hu, that was the right thing to do. And that's what we saw from the Gemara Sukkah. That's the difference between a tzaddik and a rasha. Person comes to choices. He has to make decisions in life. Person goes with emunah and bitochen, he makes the right choice. Lemaisa, that's the koyach of Pesach. That's the koyach which Pesach gives us, the koyach of emunah and bitochen, to make the right decisions, to understand there's a Rebbeinu Shalom running the world, and to be able to decide what the right thing to do is.